Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshika Speaks. Well, this feels so weird. How many weeks? I haven't filmed in so long because of industry news. Welcome back. As I said, it's a new day, a new dawn, a new episode. We're still here doing things right as usual, fighting everybody as we should. Today, I decided to bring Tolu here because nobody gets it like Tolu. Literally, I was telling Chidima when I was trying to plan this episode, I was telling Chidima that, I'm looking for somebody that can match my energy when it comes to Chris. And I don't know who it can be, so let me just call Tolu.
I will try.
Yeah, don't worry, you don't even need to try. You know what to do. So, Mr. Party Animal, Mr. Tolu Daniels, it's great to have you in the studio after 3 seasons.
Yeah, story. The very first time we recorded the first one,
the last episode.
And you had me,
Max.
Tife, Max.
It was Faye.
They look alike. So
they're twins, bro. They are twins.
So we recorded that one, and that was like 3 years ago. Yeah. There was this one studio that we went to at Maryland that. And
my sister gave
so
me
when you texted me for this one,
he's
I was
like, ah, it's fine.
When everything was going on, and then the studio, the podcast was, I was like, damn.
So really, it was one of the people that saw me when I started. So it's kind
I was
of
like,
crazy.
Damn.
Now, the last time, that time, that day, it was crazy because that day, that studio, man, I didn't even want to.
Come on. I was literally in your gut. Dude, that came out wrong, so but you understand what I'm saying?
Are you crazy?
But yeah, bro, it was
such a box.
We feel the British side in Georgia. But it's crazy that I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting my dreams and being there.
I do with your man.
When things not.
Oh my team more.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. It's been a very weird year.
It's been a very weird year.
I can't even lie, but I think I love it.
It's made you stronger.
Yeah. I posted something on my Instagram yesterday, and it's just been my motto all through the year. I'm sad. But I got ball.
But you know, ball, kid.
Yeah, but I got ball.
Tolu gave me silence first. I said, Tolu, have fun. I saw him carrying back. He said that it's going to change because it was raining. Obviously, he said it's going to change. And now I just said, Tolu, you don't drip up.
What do you mean?
You don't go ball, kid.
I got ball. That's the only, that's the only thing I owe myself.
It's good, man. Because there's not much, I don't want to say there's not much to be happy about, because at the end of the year, so you're living, God is being kind to everybody.
We did, yes, too.
You're still active.
Exactly, man.
I can still do things, so you just have to be grateful, but it's not been an easy year for anybody.
It's been really tough,
a very challenging.
Yesterday,
well,
I did my house 2 a.m., I did on travel ski now. And I just tweet the lament about Nigeria. I'm like, God.
I saw your tweet this morning.
Is this what my life has become? 2 a.m. I was just really frustrated. It was just so.
But let's not even get into our problems, because we can sit down here and talk about so many issues.
Fuck all
but
of
how
that.
Have you been? I know that you've been doing a lot of camps. You've been working a lot.
Yeah, man. How's
it been? What's life been like? Let's say 3 months.
I think recently I've been having so much fun recording music. Working with artists and. I started working with Colt. That's KVLT.
Shout out to Colt.
We've been making music, just been recording. We've got Luna on the roster. We've got Laifa on the roster as well. So we've just been working, making music and stuff like that. And I've also got my boy that I'm working with, K Juni. He's a rapper, So we've just been making music and recording back to back. So the past 3 months and a couple months back, it's just been
crazy,
back to back, work, and
I saw something recently, and someone said that it was Excel actually. He said, listening to music and actually analyzing the music is work, and people don't even realize that. I think they just think that you want to listen to. There are days when I don't even want to hear anything, and that's when artists are sending 5-6 songs. I'm not in the mood, so I can imagine how crazy it is for you.
It's for anybody that have ever said this, if you ask me what do I do now, what do I do? So me, I know that I know what a good record should sound like. Like, I mean, nobody knows what a neat record would be, but like, I know what a good record should sound like. She get like, so I can be in the studio with you and I can tell you, oh, add this to the record, like, remove this one, let's add some more things to it. I know, like, I can do that one for you. She gets, when you want to put out your, when you want to work on projects, I know I'm very good with sound design. I can't make I know to my own too much, but like, I know, like, I can do all of that for you. Yeah. So if you people say that it's called A&R, okay, maybe now we tell you that she get. But I know, like, basically those things, I can help you do that. But people need to understand that the role of an A&R, very, very important.
Very.
Because I feel like if you do studio with artists, they record, when I feel record one bedu like this now, when I go to feel them for inside the studio, when I go to feel them, you go to boss. But if you take it out of there and you go listen somewhere else, if it is not a good record, if you no boss again. So like, it is down to whoever is on your team, serving as like your A&R or anybody's, tell you that, okay, maybe we should go finish this record again, or try something else. She
just
gets,
find a different approach.
Like,
just
you understand what I'm saying? Because I promise you, no worry. If you did session, you could hear some kind of songs. The way you go to land, you could say, ah, okay, go here on low. But like, if you go back later, go here, you could say, ah, okay, maybe you still never reach there. You get, but of course, like, there are also sessions where you just go in and then the first thing when I go recall, like, you just know, say, this one.
Is this
OT law? Engineer, load, yes, above, Ojadi.
You know,
like, this is shit you get. So, like, I feel like every artist just, you need somebody like that in your team that can just, like, listen to your shit and tell you, oh, okay, do this, fix this, fix that. Because first things first, for anybody, your branding is unlocked, every other thing is unlocked, I don't care, but like, first things first, the is the music.
The music is so important.
She get, like, he does the
if it's
he
not like day. Like, you can't spend money on your music and expect it to go. Music that is not going, if it's not going, it's
if
not
it OT, yeah, it just go. The music first things first, guys, go. If you have the music on lock and you still never get money, shout out to you, keep going, because you have the music on lock. You will shine one day, I promise you. But like, if the music is not on lock, it's issue. No, all along, okay. Issue.
Nice one. So what have you been watching? What have you been listening to?
So I just saw the fall of House Usher.
Okay.
You've not seen that?
No.
Ah,
I haven't.
You guys have not seen it too? You seen it? Oh, it's fire. I like the and then I'm seeing Power Force, the Tommy
you're
one.
Telling us
I'm seeing
Force.
Season 2 now. Yeah, yeah.
Are
yeah.
you serious? Is it
yeah.
It's not ghosts. It's the issue. It's not ghosts.
I mean, like, I don't
my
know.
My head is nice, Sha. Head is like, you tried. I mean, like, you expect them to try, but it's not really connecting. I think that's the reason why I've not watched this as well. It's not ghosts. Like, yeah. I don't really care about what happened in Tommy's. Like, I love Tommy, and Tommy was probably my favorite character from Power, but like, I'm not really interested
in his story. Like,
it's too white for me.
What did you just say now?
Like, I like the black characters. He's just a bit too white for me.
I hear
you
that.
You also
one.
Respect it.
I hear that.
Like,
I hear that.
That's the only reason why I would be able to watch Raising Kanan. I don't watch it, but like, I know a lot about the story. I'll be able to sit down and actually watch it.
Well, I couldn't watch that one, Susha. I couldn't watch that one, Susha. Maybe I'll go back to it.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
Like, I started it. It's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man.
So have you been listening to? You've been listening to Unreleased. I know that.
So that's the thing.
You don't listen to Unreleased.
I listen to Unreleased though, but like, it always reach sometime we be say, I just tap out of like Unreleased, like Unreleased music. There was one time I was talking with IP, Johnson IP, and he was like, bro, people just send me songs. And at this stage, at this particular point, I just don't want to listen to anything.
He's
that
so
is.
Real, man.
Like, I just don't want to listen.
I don't even want to hear anything.
She get, but like, I've been in the studio like back to back, so like I've basically just been listening to like things from like the shit gets on release.
How does it feel to be like a part of the creative process? Like, I don't think people get it. Like,
yeah.
It's not as fun as it sounds. Oh. It's not really as fun as it seems.
So it's like, you need to know at the back of your head that you are directly involved in the growth of somebody's future. She gets whatever side of the creative department that you are in. You need to understand that you are one way involved in the growth of something. Let me not say like somebody's career, yeah, something. Because if you pop, you say if you pop,
you go pop now.
She, you get, you say, bro, everybody, yeah, my guys, oh Lord.
And yeah, if it doesn't go,
but like, you need to know that if you're doing it, like, you have to put everything into it. I was talking with, so I was talking with Diego like sometimes back, and I'm like, bro, if you're gonna do it, then you have to know that you have to do it. Yeah. Like, complete shit, you get. Because it is not just your shit. Like, there's a lot more destiny tied to what you are doing, shit, you get. So, I mean, it's fun making music. It's fun being on the creative side. I mean, like, you can see some of these things, like, nurture from the beginning. When you start out with an artist, like, when they go up and that shit, you get.
See Rema now. I feel like I've followed Rema's journey. Bro. Up until yesterday. Bro, it's just, like, crazy. Like,
I'm trying to imagine how people that started out with him
will feel right now,
like, the
joy.
They'll
be so proud. Like what?
Don't you get, like, it's 20K, like, bro, and he's just here right now.
He's just one girl.
She gets. I think that's what me I do it for, like, that joy to be like, oh, yeah man, this shit was so good, journey, and I was a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. People always want to be part of something that would be great.
Exactly.
So,
man,
like, it's obvious. It's not. You see someone like Rema, you just know that it's sure for him. Like, you just, like, see him from the beginning. He's always just been a star. Sure for you. So it's like, I mean, it's not like we didn't see him doing the O2. We just didn't think he would do it in 2023. Bro. Like, are you joking?
It's 23, and it's mad.
Yeah, how was that? You watched this yesterday. I saw your snaps.
You know, what have you been listening to? Put me on.
What have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of Justin Bieber.
I've been seeing that
a lot of Justin Bieber. That's my problem is when I get back into my Justin Bieber era, I can't come out. People think that there's nothing. Bieber fever is actually a thing, bro. Like, I feel like I've been listening to Justin Bieber all my life. Until now, I still listen to him. Like, he's my sage.
He's a phenomenon. I feel like it was one of the very first global superstar.
Global.
Like, it was a problem. He was so young and so talented.
Yeah, like, he reminds me so, like, Asante reminds me so much of Justin Bieber. I think that's why I love Asante.
Love Asante like that.
I was thinking about it one day when I was watching one of Justin Bieber's old videos. I was like, shit, this guy was 16. Asante started producing music when he was 9.
Asante made that tape with white people. How old was he?
He was 17. Like, what do you mean you're 17 years old?
Oh, me, I did not know that was Maddie.
I've been looking at Maddie, I've just been looking at her.
She's
like,
bad.
She's a bit too bad, in fact.
She's a bad motherfucker. She's bad.
I don't think people are ready for, like, I don't even know what to expect, but I know it's good.
May I just know that Afrobeat never peaks, eh?
Bro.
See boys when they come, them thieves. Them King Maddy, them young boys like that. They have another 20 years to go. So it's going to be a mad run.
The sound is going to evolve so much. Like, God. You think you've seen it all with Rema, bro. Shout out to Afro Rim, but it's still coming. It's always like, oh, we're always going to be behind the scenes and seeing these things and always going to have that. At the end of the day, I see it as a privilege. I see my ears as a privilege because not everybody listens to music the way that we do. And when you get to the point when you're seeing these people, like someone like King Maddy, I don't know what King Maddy is going to do in the next 3 years, but I know that it's sure for her. It's as simple as that. Someone like Taves as well, like Luna.
We listen to Luna every single day in the studio.
You just know, and it's like, not everybody knows that. Not everybody has that talent. It's a gift at the end of the day to be able to spot.
Thank you.
To be able to spot who is doing what and what is doing. But I've been listening to Luna.
Okay.
Luna is definitely helping me on my lay, of course. Justin Bieber, Joe Boy, obviously.
Yeah.
I haven't really been listening to unreleased. Like, I'm trying to step away from that.
Don't worry, everybody gets in that space at some point.
Maybe till next year we pick it up again. Yeah. Like, I've just been listening to, like, mainstream.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
And going back to see people's old stuff, I'm going listening to a lot of Tyler just to prove people wrong that she's actually been doing. Tyler, yeah. She's actually the song with Ira Star, that one is like one of my favorite songs. Okay. Karen produced that. Then
I'm not gonna lie.
You've not heard
never
it.
Never listened to
it. Are you serious? No, Tyler is.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's very distinct. The reason why I knew of Tyler at the time was because I was at Native. And then, you know, like, we always do that underground artist thing. So that's how I even knew of Tyler. And I heard about it. I was like, this girl is gone to something. So, since then, I've just been paying attention to her.
Yeah, I know.
She's actually quite talented. Like, she's a proper pop star. Tyler reminds me of Taylor Swift. Really? Literally as that.
Real nigga that I know had a Taylor Swift era. So I'm going to go listen.
Yeah, man.
If
so,
you're saying that, okay. Man.
But yeah, she's cool. Yeah, I was asking you about the show. You didn't answer me. So I was put you on. Now you're supposed to put me on music. Yeah, Naru.
What did you think?
What did I think about the show? I thought it was a really good show. I can't really lie. I thought it was a proper dope ass show in terms of.
Yeah.
The creative direction in terms of like even the crowd, like when the thing came on and I saw the crowd, I'm like, bro, you people can be early. What do you mean? And the whole place was packed from the beginning, so it was just like it was a nice show to watch. But then again, I realized that I think yesterday made me realize that I'm not really that big a Rema fan. Like shout out to Rema, I respect his talent, I love what he does, and he's such a global superstar. That's what he's going to be. But I'm just not that deep a Rema fan. I realized that when I'm listening to music, I love depth, and that's why I listen to people like Justin Bieber. That's why I listen to people like Omalé. That's what you get. Yeah. Like there is, I like to be able to crack what these people are saying because they are so vulnerable with their lyrics, and it's actually vulnerability that I actually enjoy to listen. Like that's why I like someone like Azanti as well. Like I said, Azanti can't do wrong in my eyes.
Yeah.
Just because even when you are listening to just down to the lyrics, you're hearing like a lot of vulnerability. So I realized that maybe I'm not really that big a Rema fan, and it's cool. Yeah. I like River Rema. Like I'm always down to shout and party and all of that. And he had. Bro, like, I heard some songs yesterday, I'm like, damn, Rema.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, the general, I feel like the music direction should have been so much better. Like, lot better. I feel like it could have been so much more coordinated. I feel like they focused too much on what they wanted people to see rather than what people would hear. And, again, like we said, it's always about the music. All the time, man. Like you're not trying to give them anything. You're trying to give them a full experience of Rema at the O2. You can't leave out the music. It's the most important part.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that pissed me off at some point. I'm just like, Rema, come on, divine, like, please. Be you. So it just made me realize that like, even no matter how much you plan, no matter how much you do anything, like you always have to be. Like, pay attention to the roots. It's always about the music. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
You can't forget that. But yeah, it was a really dope show. I think, shout out to Rema. He's so young, killing it. When he says he's him, he means it's he's not even joking.
He definitely is.
He's being serious about that. But yeah, what did you think? I thought it was...
Shout out to the young king, man. That was spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, like, doing that... at this point in his life, at whatever point really, but like doing that now is mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
Like he has come a long way from when he started out in 2019 to like a 23-year-old kid that can put 20K people in the UK in an O2. Shit, you get like that's phenomenal. Shit, you get. Down to the show. Congratulations to like everybody, like you know, she get the team, Maven, everybody. Big shout out to them, and do be small feet. Trust me, this is not Mario Kola, this is not
like,
even she gets
it's the O2. It's the O2.
Like, yeah, people don't perform for O2. You don't see there's pedigree, right? There's pedigree right there. So, like, shout out to everybody involved, man. But I just feel like they try to do too much. It was too much that could have been put together in that same amount of time without wasting so much time. Rema could have played 45 songs yesterday. I'm telling you, Rema could have played 45 songs yesterday. At the MSG, Bonner played 42 songs. Rema could have gone as much as 40, 45. She gets, if they had put like the time, like if they had just managed the time better, they just did not manage the show better. It was just too much. It was too much on the optics. She gets, it was too much on the optics. Even Travis Scott said, now one set, you know. Travis Scott could just get that one set, he go start it and he go finish. It was just too much because during the time that we were trying to change the set into that bad thing, and it just took too long. It took way too long.
But I feel like, again, like, I feel like he wanted to just do it. Because I don't want to say it's once, but it's only once you would do it once. I mean, it's only once you would do it the first time.
I get that.
You get? So I feel like he probably wanted... Like, if he tries to do the O2 again, like we already said,
he's definitely going to do it again.
He'll do better, obviously. But shout out to him, man. Shout out to Rema. Shout out to the new cats. I've been saying it. That's the only agenda I want to push for the rest of the year.
I swear.
That my new cats, wow, I can't believe what they are doing.
But the music direction yesterday could have been so much better.
Yeah,
just been better. Somebody said something yesterday, and I noticed it all through like the entire thing. If you looked at the backup singers, they weren't having fun.
Are you serious?
They did not look like they were into it like that. She get they. I don't know. It just did not look like they. So like it was just plenty miscommunication or something.
I didn't really pay attention yesterday.
Make a life. I get one time, I even zone out.
I muted it at that point.
Like, it was on my screen, loud as fuck, but I zoned out still, I did on my phone.
Same.
Like, it got to that point like that.
Yeah, same.
But, man, it's going to do it again, and it's going to do
it
better.
Yeah. Really,
yeah, of course. Like, you're allowed to do it one time and then learn from it.
I mean, we've seen that the music has gone beyond just, like, it has even gone. I feel like when we're even saying that Afrobeat is global, I don't think we know how global this like the sound is.
Yeah.
Like there was this time I was watching a video and they were like some white people were screaming Soweto. And I'm just like, this is a fucking regular kid from like, do you understand? Like from where is he from? Where is he from? Do you get like, this is a fucking, do people don't even know the song they're singing? And it's kind of crazy like how far the sound has gone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's been such an intriguing year. But what has been like the most intriguing thing about this year for you personally? What have you found very interesting? Whether good or bad? interesting.
Yeah, I think it has to be the amount of money that is in Afrobeats right now.
It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
God, the money is...
Hey, I think that's the most intriguing thing for me.
Sometimes you see the numbers and you're like...
I have seen figures and I'm like...
It can't be inside the same Afrobeats. What am I doing? It's my life.
Bro. Yeah, I think that's the most intriguing part for me. I don't know if that's a boring answer,
it's very intriguing because at the end of the day, I think...
Jesus Christ.
Again, we would understand what it is. But like when you see some numbers on the internet and you're like, some people will probably believe that, oh, this doesn't
shut the fuck up, niggas. They've got this like bread.
Maybe it was maybe that they were saying that they wanted to sign. They were signing this thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
They had some pizza. I was like, bro, there's a lot of money. The money in circulation is even causing a lot of... I think the money is even causing lots of problems at this point. But I think for me, the most intriguing thing would be like, just because I'm seeing it from behind, like I said, would be the amount of work executives actually put in.
Yeah.
Bro, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're thinking like, okay, like these things happen. But like these things aren't just happening. People are sitting down to think.
Their job is to be thinking. Yes.
They do this. Like, look at like, for instance, they just use KVLT. KVLT has had such a great year. Like,
fantastic,
I don't think people are even paying attention.
Fantastic year.
But when you look back at it, it's like, whoa, these guys have done so much. Mm-hmm. Like, starting from their first, even in the day, even up to like...
Bro, even in the day started out, like, you know when I knew... even if they started before I joined court. Do you know when I figured out that even in the day, OTL. I think it was the second edition. I don't know if it was the first one or the second one. There was this big uproar on Twitter.
Yeah, where people were like, it was the second one.
So now, what I saw was that
was the
people that went to the party were fighting tooth and nail. They were fighting people on Twitter that did not go to the party. They were fighting tooth and nail with them.
Are you
like,
serious?
So that was like, this is a culture.
It's a culture.
She get like, if people that attend your party can fight for your party, like they believe that party, like, oh, this is... Now, that's a culture. That was like, oh, Ele. OTL, OTL.
Like, they have, like, a real cult.
It's crazy right now.
And I think,
right
like,
now.
That's one thing I respect about, like, even just the fact that, like, they're so true to their name.
Yeah.
They are so, like, I
see,
say I'm
when,
saying
when,
they are
when
so,
I joined.
You people are so.
When I joined, so, I'll be honest, you see some kind of woman, like, ah.
Dude, I'm doing
military movement. She get. You know, okay, cult, cult, like,
cult,
when,
cult
when they posted the, when Victoni posted the AI covers,
mm-hmm.
I was like, the final told me, I was like, Shay, you know, saying that this boy writes these things himself. Like, even way before they announced it. Shay, you know, saying that this boy writes these things. I'm like, Jesus bloody
you just,
Christ.
Like, I don't know how he did it.
That is sick. Like, then they did not say anything. Now, that's it now. The announcement now, it is part of the rollout to the next drop.
Mm.
Like, that's just sick. Like there's so many conversations going on now.
Constantly thinking.
It's,
and
worry.
I think the work that is just going on behind the scenes, even
don't
in
worry.
Terms of like, even down to the content that is being put out, like the content has stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
It has
yes.
evolved a lot.
Yes.
People
yes.
are starting to pay attention. It's really not by stream farming. Hmm. Like, bro, you need to match. Don't worry, I guess it's like it's really not by that. You have to be able to
yeah.
match. And the content is really stepping up. People are doing lots of crazy things and it's just so interesting to see. I'm just so like proud of them at like KVLT. Just
it's,
even
it's,
people
it's
just
like,
random. Even people like Chibi Vest. People are just doing random things like that.
See, let me just go off a bit like on KVLT. People need to understand that this is just a group of like young people.
Young kids.
She gets like and it's crazy like what
like
what we are doing there it's insane. So now Luna is coming soon, yeah.
Luna is
I keep saying Luna is coming,
because
but like
Mide
say Luna has come. She get but like because it's just like a lot of things like in coming. She gets now Luna is coming and it's like the ideas that these kids are throwing around like everybody in the team like the ideas like everybody's throwing around. It's just crazy and you're like.
Shane and me know the team,
like, this is a young, like, this is a new artist, and then we are throwing, like, all these sort of ideas,
yes.
like, for a new artist,
for
like,
artist.
Coming in.
Crazy.
Bro, make new artists, they come inside an industry with that sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's a very solid team behind. So, like, bro,
that's
the work
the
executives
like,
put in
is crazy.
It's loud.
It's crazy. Even it just,
loud.
Like, across the
no,
entire media
loud.
Space, like
he
the entire
loud.
Entertainment industry.
Trust me, man.
Through everything in music.
Parties.
I swear. PRs,
bro.
Like the work that people put in, especially the younger guys. And it's usually, it's just, maybe everybody's just the old this period because they're young,
nah.
So there's that too.
Nah, younger. AJ, nobody wants chop
Agbado.
AJ, nobody wants chop Agbado. And you know, see inside this economy as it tough like this, you guys fight your way. Ogulo jagun. Omo iko kaku. Ovelo mi dagote. Oni lati jagun. You guys fight to where she gets.
You guys fight.
That's where it is, man. That's where it is, man. That's where.
Crazy. So, did you see the conversation about influencer marketing?
I on the internet, I tried to stay away from this.
I said, today, when I don't call out the big dogs,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
What is your grudge? Let's go from here.
I don't. God, like I want to even just be annoyed that I'm not starting this conversation. It wasn't even intentional. It wasn't even that serious. Like I really just wanted to air my mind.
Yeah.
Because first of all, like as an influencer, I don't see any reason why. As in, again, before we even get into this, I was speaking about music influencers. I don't have a problem with, like there are influencers that I follow that I like. I pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to people like Amy. Amy, I say it. Amy Okoli is a walking. What is it called? Pinterest board.
Yeah.
And I find, like, I get a lot of inspiration from her and lots of other people. Priscilla, there are people that, and these are just Nigerian influencers.
Yeah.
But, like, let's even keep that one aside. I'm not talking about influencers that you can influence, a product, but something like, something as, what's the word, as delicate as music, I don't think you can easily influence it like that. Now, let me explain.
Let's go.
If an artist is putting out a song that obviously, like, you know, me and you will sit down and listen to the song and you know that, okay, this is, you know, you can tell where the person is coming from. An influencer that influences, that is probably doing ads and influencing for soap brand. It's the same person that will
that
do influencer
for
Pampers. It's the same person that will still do influencer for Burna Boy's music. Like,
okay.
It doesn't make sense to me because at the end of the day, you have to be able to pay attention. If you look at what influencing generally is on the wider scale of things, like, they are travel influencers, they are lifestyle influencers, yeah. They are music influencers outside of the country, like that. But like, I feel like we've not even gotten it to the point where you actually can say, okay, this person is a music influencer. Just because I'm starting an uproar, or I'm starting like noise on the internet, or I'm comparing Whiskey to Davido, doesn't make you an influencer. Like, what exactly are you influencing? That How are you correct. Making people listen to the song? Do you even like the song? Have you checked?
You go say.
Do you like the song?
Who has the best pen game?
As in,
Fireboy.
Like,
Rema, like, Shaka Babu,
do you even know what pen
and
game Omani. Is?
You go put one guy where we don't know. You go put that for the middle. You go see who has the better pen game. Yeah, I hear you.
What do you mean? Do you even know what a pen game is? Just because I'm writing in English, or I'm writing 20,000 words, doesn't make my pen great.
Mm.
Do you understand? Like, do you even know what
do
pen
you
game is? Like, you're coming here to say that.
Should write.
You get, like, do you guess? Down to if you ask, if you even ask an influencer, okay, you are doing influencer for this song, who produced it? You don't know what's now the point. What exactly are you trying to tell me that it will make me believe that this song is a great song?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Loud and clear.
Is delicate. Music is very, a lot of what's it called goes into it. A lot of emotions, a lot of is a large part of yourself that you're putting into creating one song. So you cannot just expect anybody to just come and just know how to make other people. Like, I get that influencer marketing is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there are some songs, but even look at songs that have gone and that have blown on things like TikTok. Look at Tyler's Water, for God's sake. Like, let's even use Tyler as an example. I was telling you, Tyler has always been, she has always been a star.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. Her time was coming anyways. It's just great that it was one of the platforms that people just now know.
Yeah.
But look at Tyler's tweet, Tyler's, what's it called, her TikTok. She is always posting on TikTok. Like, she lives on TikTok. She's a TikTok star.
Yeah.
Outside of the song even just being a great song. Do you understand?
Okay.
Obviously, you're expecting the song to blow up, not because of anything, because it is her time.
Yeah.
Whether it is through TikTok or it's from the radio, it was still going to blow anyways. God just said, this is how we're going
time.
To do it for you.
Yeah.
So I'm just confused. Like, you see that it's working for, and this head mentality that everybody just wants to go one way. Just because it worked for Tyler doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Like, come on. Be for real.
So, like, I love what you said about, like, do we even have, like, actual music influencers? Like, do we know what music influencing is? But here's a flip. I'll blame the, should I say industry, or should I even say the country as well?
Mm.
We do not have quality control in Nigeria.
Mm. Real.
Quality control is shit. She gets. And then the entire industry has gravitated towards a numbers mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody would rather use, you would rather use an influencer that has 1 million followers but 100k impressions. You'd rather use that one than use an influencer with 50k followers but better impressions. Mm-hmm. She gets.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even better impressions, but like better conversion. Yes, let me use that word.
Conversion.
She gets. But it's because, like, we have gravitated towards a point where it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game.
So, like, now, you just need an influencer that can guarantee you 500 retweets, 3K likes.
Yeah, but like,
That's what people do.
But that's the issue. That's exactly what I was saying, that it does not convert. So what exactly is?
Yeah, but that's the thing. We think it converts. I mean, it might convert. Like, see the conversion. See the conversion. So now you have a material, but the conversion is like dependent. Sure, you get. Now you have a material. I feel like your material is very, very good. You just don't have ears.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have ears. Sure, you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your material fire, you'd say, if you know, you just don't have ears. So what you just need is ears.
Mm-hmm.
You just need ears and eyes.
You pay attention, yeah.
She gets. So what do you focus on?
Just getting it to the people.
Volume.
But that's the thing. That's when you know that the material is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Exactly. No, of course, now, of course, like, Ibiti, talk about the jello, everybody,
that's where the problem comes in.
Gets,
the material that we are even trying to push. Someone like Omale, it worked for him because at the end of the day, they were doing,
thank you for
they were pushing,
yeah.
Like Omale, you probably not even okay. You see him on, you see ads, on, but they were doing radio.
Yeah,
they hammered on radio because
the music was good. The and music they just needed
people
eyes.
To just pay exactly. attention. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
that was exactly. all they needed. But that was because the music was good. Good.
But I mean, like, there can't be this much money in an industry and Taja Terron will not enter now.
Fair enough,
sure. She gets like, come on, this Nigeria.
Everybody wants
a piece of it.
But
trust
yeah,
me.
I still stand on the fact that like he doesn't convert. I still stand on the fact that like he's a myth.
Me, I get issues with TikTok influencers the most.
Tolu, because I remember the Joya. I swear, I remember the Joya, and I'm like, this. They even showed me Shege also.
If I catch TikTok influencers, if I make me know, I'm only like okay. We found your page because you danced to an Asake song. The way you dance to the song, you be like, say, you won't die. You be, I like you more, Joe, now. Only engagement.
Come and dance for me.
I'm a somewhere. And we send you money. And you they dance like, say, no, I they beg you. She wear the yeah, and you wear the Joe. How everybody want to look your video if you don't dance?
She are wear, you stupid?
No. She sent like three videos. Oh, there, Joe. She went here. Joe now. Baby, how should they do? I'm like, the reason why I found you was because you dance very good.
Now
I can't bring money for you.
I don't say I don't pay you. I gave you your money.
Money for you. You know I can't dance.
That's how I said anywhere I come up.
She went here.
I'll tell the story. That's how my friend Adichie was telling me that there was one influencer that they hired. And they don't pay her everything. After 3 months, she now came back and said, what's the song? Girl, what do you mean, what is the song? After 3 months.
3 months after.
After you have
it. What was the song? I know. If artists will drop something, say, but they're using next release. You say, what's this?
They don't they plan roll out for the next release. You know, they find this song. Girl, if you don't get out of my
They are spoiled. That's the
it
thing.
It is so. But that's the thing. We keep spoiling them. Yes, the industry. That's why I have to.
If you hear how much they collect.
What do you mean you are charging in dollars? If it's like that, I should also be charging in dollars. Which can't win any business. Because clearly, we're not all serious here. What do you mean by that? Now, I've already actually checked. I've already started dancing on TikTok.
Oh, the joker.
Oh, the best.
I don't say Jamata. Oh, the joker. Oh, my best.
Is that easy? Like, let's go. Yeah,
I okay. You like, enjoy my time. Pokoli.
Because it's gotten to that. It's gotten to the point where, like, okay, it's fun to dance, then I'm a dance too.
Okay, okay.
Because, like, I don't get this. Are you whining me? Like, why?
I know that.
I don't have a problem with you charging in dollars, but if you are going to charge in dollars, just in a country, where, at least get it right. What
they
do you mean?
One day, two, me day, two, they find one for Twitter.
Me day, my kill. I swear, if me day was in Nigeria, you would definitely be on this set. Me
crazy man, crazy, I swear like, influencers are just but like but I think I like that that's why I like what you said. Like we just people need to like niche. If you're a music influencer, understand the music, influence the music, stay there.
Like
if you are a lifestyle influencer,
do that. Like
go
they are
there.
Lifestyle influencers that people actually pay attention to.
And if not commerce, you want to do, you want to advertise Pampers, you want to advertise
like,
this thing.
Nobody's fighting you, but let's know what you are doing. Like that's the only way people can even have, you can even create more opportunities for other people. Because at the end of the day, people don't even, people know, okay, I know that, okay, I want to be an influencer, but I don't know what I want to influence. But like, I know that this is the best thing I can do. So why can't I just focus on
exactly,
it?
But, focus on but that thing that you're very, exactly.
Not
there's really, no niche
there's
like
no,
that.
Exactly. And it's not everybody that wants to be a trendsetter. Some people just want to follow the crowd.
Like okay, this is what works here. Okay, let's go on it then. It's crazy, man. Influencers.
God will just help everybody.
I don't know,
shout out to
until we change the game, they go steal their job.
Like that's just what it is. At the end of the day,
they go steal their job.
You can't really block anybody's back. But like my own is just that. Like if you want to be an influencer, and if this is how it's going to be, and these are things are going to be like. Let's just be serious about these things because people actually genuinely work hard for this money at the end of
yes,
the day.
Man.
Like,
yes.
If a marketing manager is coming to meet you, please, I need you to help me do this thing, please. Like, let's all just get it right. You can just dance for God's sake.
And it's see, just crazy, like, she bought it so full. Like, she bought it so full, yeah. Oh, then she shared.
She's a chorus to it. I said that. You go separate money for police because, like, even if
you
even I saw that thing,
up.
I just remember the joy. Yeah, because why did they stress us that much?
Ah,
you gonna follow influencer they fight? Like, why should we be having this argument? Can you just
influencer
we
don't give money? See, she be owe me more fun.
And it's a lot of like, it's not like they are paying. Influencers are collecting bar. Per video.
They collect money.
Like, mad thing they collect money.
Ah, they collect money.
So it's just kind of crazy to me. Like,
I swear.
I mean, a lot has really happened this year, Sha. And like, another thing that really became a thing this year was stream farming. I mean, stream farming has always been a thing, though.
Always
like,
been.
But I don't think people understand the reason why they even stream farm. Like, at the end of the day, there is no world where stream farming is not going to be a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Because it's a heavy market. People use, nobody say, the way they use them that time, that it was always getting number one albums and stuff. But like, yeah. I don't think people understand the reason why people actually stream farm. As an upcoming artist, as an emerging artist, why? As an artist that doesn't even have, like, nobody say,
why they?
If, what do you mean you are going to use all your money to farm? Because, it's like, stupid. It doesn't make sense to me. Generally doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like there are people that stream farm. Shout out to the bigger guys that are farming and all of that. But whatever. Like, at the end of the day,
you go farm.
Your song will reach number one. Okay, cool. No wahala. The reason why it's at number one and it's remaining there is because the song is good. It's just that.
Yeah.
People are actually listening to the song. But Style from Mushikans farm a song that is not going at all.
So this is the thing. Me. This is how I can trace it back. Fans, like really hardcore fans, Swifty Army, Beehive, Bubba Kinye. So they used to have stream party. So like if Taylor Swift drop, the fee say okay, may they pick 12 AM. They go do them different time zone, everybody go sabi which time. So like they go just do stream party. Like it was a thing, party.
I forgot about that actually.
She gets, so now people can't dip and say, if you can bring a number of people together to do this, we can actually do it remotely. Then she gets now, so they just started. Then it became a major thing in Nigeria, and we have absolutely abused it.
It's abuse. That's the word. You're not whining me. It's abuse.
I mean, it shouldn't be a thing because. Maybe I get it. You feel like the music is good.
I just need that visibility.
And shake, but the visibility where you need, no suppose be Apple Music top 100. Shake, get, that's not the visibility that you need. It shouldn't be Apple Music top 100.
Like, what exactly are you chasing? Is my question. Get, what exactly? What's the point?
There's playlists. There's third party playlists.
So
bro.
Many other things that you can do.
So many things. It shouldn't be top 100. You get me? So, but like, people now not can understand, say, because I know legit people that they just carry their phone as in one drive like this, connecting Bluetooth, Apple Music top 100, shuffle.
What's
here? Get, like, I know people like that. When you go to some people's shops, my salon, not Apple Music top 100, they always play. So, like, there's people like that that they just do that. She gets. So, like, people now understand, say, okay, what I just need to do is just put the song there. Oh. But the reason why these people go to Apple Music top 100 is so that they can listen to songs that they believe is the hit songs that they are familiar
like,
with.
What do you mean
I'm playing top 100 and I say, yes, Areko, Are. I'm like, what are you saying? Who be this?
Like, how did you get here? Last time I went to Apple Music top 100.
Oh, I would not do that to myself.
That's why I say that, like, you can't I don't want to say that you can't influence, because there are some people that sometimes if you tweet song, I'll go and check it. Like, there are people that tweet just random songs and I'll go and check it.
Yeah.
That's because I know that I know what say, you, okay, you know what you're listening to.
Your head.
But like, if I'm not, like, you can't tell me to go and listen to it and I'll listen to this. Where I can check for the song myself.
But now, so what do you think would be an alternative for the new artist that's coming out? Not stream farming. Don't stream farm. But like, back to influencer marketing, can just carry it back small. So which you feel like, say, new artists where just they come out and you feel like, say, you get material.
I feel like you can, like, I'm not against influencer marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it's a myth, but like at the end of the day sometimes it works. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that like it can't work. I think as an artist, just find, like, where exactly are you even talking to this influencer to help your brand? Because at the end of the day, it is the image, it's the look. As an artist, let's even leave.
Sidebar, most, like, artists know the influencers because, on their P.
To be honest,
they don't know what they look like or what their image is or what their brand stands for. Just do that.
They're so real. They're so real for that. But like, as you get as an artist, why would I just see somebody dance? I'm not like, I want everybody to hear my song. Yeah. But if I'm seeing an influencer dancing to my song, at least even dance with it now. Which one be say I go see your video, I can't even post it. What's now the point? Do you understand? Yeah. So I'm just wasting money up and down and spending. But I think as an artist, upcoming artist, no matter what you want to do, just make sure that it aligns with the brand. Like, recognize what the brand is. First, then you can now start drawing from everywhere. You can do your radio, you can do everything that you need to do as an artist. Okay. Like, at the end of the day, but make sure that if you want to work with an influencer, it's somebody that at least relates to your brand, it's someone that at least relates to your audience. Like, recognize what you're trying to achieve before even moving outside. Like, sit down and think, what are the best ways? How can I go about this thing?
Yeah.
How can this thing work for me? What can make? Because you want people to, you don't just want people to see. In the comments, I was seeing a lot of people saying that sometimes influencing is not really about getting people to buy the products. And this is even on the product side. It's not even about getting people to buy the product. Like, it's getting people to see, okay, I'm seeing it, but that's my problem. That's exactly
what you're saying. What you're
saying is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Because you're not converting. I'm seeing the song 1 million and one time, but you're checking, it's having 80k streams. And this a song that is doing 1 million view, one person's video is doing 1 million. Why is it converting? What's conversion rates? Do you understand? So let it just align with what you're doing. Let it just be related. Let me see that, okay, this makes sense. Like, it makes sense that this influencer is dancing to this song.
Yeah.
It makes sense that this influencer is using this song for their makeup. Like, let it be relatable. I'm not saying that you must always be one influencer one time. Like, you can spread it. If it's a song that is a feel-good song, find a way to get it on, like, all these videos, all these, what's it called, lifestyle videos, things like that. Like, you want people to hear it, right? Let it align. If it's not aligned, people are only going to pay attention to what they want. Because at the end of the day, if I'm watching an influencer's this thing, I'm only coming because of the influencer, not because of your song. So the audience of that is the audience of that person. You want to be able
to connect, to carry the person's audience.
Your point is to convert the audience, right, to yours.
Yeah.
So how exactly are you aligning with that person?
It to them, Okay. I hear that.
Right. So
is it like, because I'm working with this artist now, and his music is like closer to like streets. And what I'm doing now is audio mark influencers.
Bro,
just put me on third party playlists.
Like, it's really just as simple as that. Like, let's start from somewhere.
Where
am I going to find somebody that, like, the streets connect to?
Exactly.
The streets is audio mark, boom play. Like, the people, these are the people that listen to this.
Exactly.
So why can't I go there? Why, like, instead of wasting your money giving it to an influencer that is probably going to charge you how much millions and you're going to see what? 30 replies and 1,000. It's fucking crazy.
So that stream farming now. Because we know. No worry, we know. See, you get people we don't even establish. No, we know your name. We know your names. She get, but like, what do you think that particular situation is, because it's unfair?
Stream for me?
Yeah,
I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's just a game, man. Like, the industry is a game at the end of the day. It's going to fade out. It's only, like, I always say, it's let me loom and last. It's only the quality that will stand the test of time. It's only the quality that will stand the test of time. So at the end of the day, like, something like Stream Family is just going to fade out. I don't even pay attention to it. Because is the music good? If it's not good, then I find me from now to tomorrow. Now you go waste your money.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't see it as you playing yourself. Like, understand the reason why you're even farming in the first place. Okay, you want people to see the song that you are singing, is it good? If it's not good, we are not going to
fair enough.
Like, I just feel like some things are just logical. Like, just sit down and think, will it work for me?
But, and now flip side though, hope I don't take you too much time.
Okay,
so like, there's this one guy that farmed heavily that time, and the song was actually good.
What's going on?
So kilo wa shele, like, he stream farm, but I think maybe his own was, I think he had like all those other side antics that just got people like,
she 2016
wow, but like, the song was good, and they stream farmed it into top 5. She get, and some people hear him, this is a good, like me now, I see him. I hear some people say he actually good. I go hear him. I say, oh, he actually good. But that was the end for me. So I don't know. So wait till he comes up. So like, wait till he comes. So like, well, if you're the stripper, shout out to you, man.
I'm crying.
Everybody will collect, wait till they all collect.
I'll be now. There's just one more thing that I wanted us to touch on. It's like what's it called? The Breakout Stars of 2020.
Oh, okay.
Charlie P, my good. Odumodu Black. I know that's... I know that Tolu and the Charlie Poppy agenda. Tolu, I just want to ask a question. What do you think about... First of all, I just want to ask about the Breakout Stars. Let's start with Odumodu. And Odumodu's year and what he has like done. Odumodu popped up this year, right? That was this year,
Yeah, I think it all started this year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just but like Odumodu, let's look at Odumodu.
I said something like the other time. A legend or the legend. I swear, so very real.
So real.
Like Odumodu is grit and pure. Is crude, raw energy, and he's just fighting tooth and nail. At some point, it was always going to work.
Fair enough.
She gets like he's so English and stuff. Mama, so be great at kinikon. My love, but mama, so be great at song. Oh no, she gets and his music is very, very bouncy, and it is so very playful. You just want to like, and his melodies are insane.
Yeah, it's actually really
she melodic. Me, I always tell people, say it's rap, but the thing with rap here is that problem. I mean, there's people that would listen to it. I'm a big rap fan. I would listen to it, but like also you need to understand that on the commercial side of it, if you are rapping still, you have to make sure that it is enjoyable for me to listen to.
Real.
If you want to rap, bro, rap.
I feel like you just have to.
I hear Dave 7 minutes. I hear she get rap. But I mean, so rap.
You
have
to commercialize.
Exactly.
Like
if you want to eat,
must connect.
To say connect.
Like people have. And that's one thing I was even like thinking about. Like at the end of the day, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, you need the mainstream.
Yes, always. You like you're just going to need the mainstream.
Because mainstream has the largest audience. Like
that's where that's the audience is. She gets that's where
like,
the audience is.
So I get that like some people like to create their own communities and all that, like it's good.
But Ross, at the end of the day, no find mainstream fans. You still see mainstream fans.
But like
now,
you need the mainstream, and it's always important to connect. That's why, like, as a rapper, you need to be able to commercialize sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
So the thing with Charlie Poppy is like I don't know. I think I want to say that, like, they are very brilliant people working in Dapa. I give them that.
Yeah.
They are very...
Yeah.
I don't know if the word is brilliant, but they are very strategic. That's the word. Like...
Smart.
Smart. See, they know that. I don't want to say... They don't want to overbet, but they need to bet on something. And the guy is... You know, they say he don't get talent. He can actually create his own... What's it called? People are listening to him.
Yeah, for sure.
They are taking advantage of the fact that people are paying attention to
him. Yes, yes.
I get that sometimes it might not really work, but it's working for him, so why not? So I feel like the people working behind the scenes at that place are very strategic people, and they know what they're like. I don't want to say that like it's not obvious at the end of the day, you don't know what can happen, but like they know that is a risk.
So now this is my thing now. I just hope that they are not trying to use the Sheyi Vibes template again. Sheyi gets.
It's kind of looking like it.
So now that's the thing. I don't think Charlie Poppy is the artist that you want to listen to over a span of 13, 14 songs. That's just what I think.
I don't also think so.
Sheyi gets. I don't think he's that artist that you want to listen to like 13, 14 songs. Sheyi gets. But like, if that is what they want to do with the Sheyi Vibes thing, then issues go there, but they feel jello. They go jello.
But like everybody keeps going on and on about how rap is dead.
You say rap is dead.
Like I don't get it.
Rap.
Like
this, what do you
all
think
you
this
need
is?
To do is just get like you need to just find a way to like catch these people's attention.
Yes,
it's always about the attention of people. You want to know. You want to be able to hold them down. Like oh shit, there's something going on here. Yeah. Like you can be a rapper and do that. Like obviously,
you may see it. It's like you, the same guy that is going to preach to me. I want to also see you, the same guy, make me move. You can preach and also make me move in the same song as well.
Real.
She you get.
See Holy Ghost.
She you get. You can preach. I mean, get up and dance. First time I get up and dance.
If you like, say, at that part, like
instructions.
Get up and dance.
What did you do?
Bro, everybody says the same thing. It was like,
my instructions. Say,
the guy said, move on.
But yeah, man, that's so like.
It's possible.
Hip hop in Nigeria. Not even just hip hop in Nigeria. Nigeria had. Yeah, die. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, everything is crazy in this country. Shit, you get. So like, you just have to find what works, but don't break yourself. But you can blend it. Mm. A lot of people jello now. Mm. Show them come jello now. Rappers go jello. Am I jello now? Okay. Everybody jello. Badu is the greatest African. Make a talk about this podcast now. I used to say her name, but I think at this point, I mean like, still doing it to this level, and then like. But he's officially the greatest African rapper of all time.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, clearly he's a Grammy nominated.
Like he's officially Grammy nominated African rapper. He's officially the greatest African rapper of all time. Yeah,
crazy.
I swear. But man, shout out to hip hop. Hip hop is winning this year, but yeah. I don't know why they are crying that it's not.
Like I don't get it. Like hip-hop this is winning, this like crazy. 2023 has been one of the best years for hip hop in a long ass time.
Yeah.
We don't even, but they fight. Who are you fighting with? And that's my problem with.
Carry on.
Hip hop as like rappers, bro. Like nobody's even fighting with you. We genuinely don't even care that much. We just want to dance.
You okay?
Like,
they play.
It's a scene where Afrobeats is Afrobeats. Like it's always going to be about the groove. Like everybody that's wants to move. And if you want to gel in like a community like this, mm-hmm. you want people to notice you, you have to be able to bend a bit. Like nobody's saying that you should do too balance. Much. That balance is very important.
That's just it.
Always.
That's just it. Nobody's asking you to switch up. Nobody's asking
you. We still
just...
want to hear you rap. Like we want to hear balance. You rap, but we want to also like be able to like you have to convert
even if it
me
is,
to a fan.
You did tell me say you're a very stupid boy for smoking that weed that you should not have smoked, but say it to me in a way that I almost forget say you scold me. Say I just say wait till this guy they actually scold me.
Nice, so they don't
talk. But like just make it. You just gas fire me to the ground, really.
Yes, it's always very important.
Really.
But yeah.
2024.
Prediction.
Give me artists.
Ah, Omo. My queen, King Madi.
Yeah,
of
for
course.
Sure.
Luna. Looking at Luna. Pay so much attention to Luna. That guy has so much.
Luna is coming.
Luna has come.
Don't worry.
Bad
no,
Mommy
Luna
Day.
Is...
Luna has come.
Okay, go on.
Taves.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
I feel like Lifestyle said he would do something next year. I want to see what she's going to, you know, do.
Yeah.
I haven't really been paying attention to like many people, but I'm looking at there's this Majesty Lean Babe.
I know.
They sound so much alike, bro. You are realizing
now,
right?
Shit.
They sound so much alike. So much. It's crazy. But I'm rooting for her. She's really talented. Now, Jack. Now, who do I'm first? The goats.
Well.
But I'm looking at. Yeah, there's a bunch of people. Muiz, shout out Muiz.
Oh,
my God. I'm really, really, really hoping for something to pop off for Team Lai. I need him up there. Like
Team is going to happen. She,
no, I know. That's why I just need it to be now.
Trust me.
But yeah, there's a bunch of people like off top of my head. Those I think I can actually remember right now. Muiz, I'm really rooting for Muiz. I hear his project.
Oh, yeah? That's good, man. I'm glad
it's
that.
Coming.
Because that song is like...
He needs to follow up, right? And that's one thing I was scared of.
Song.
That he wouldn't be able to follow. But
I told him that like
man,
that's a very strong
song. Silence is undeniable.
There are
some.
Okay.
But what
okay.
about you? What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Yo, Luna for sure next year.
Luna is coming.
Oh, it's like we're working on like a lot of crazy things for Luna.
Oh, shoot. I should have mentioned Cold.
Oh, Cold. Yeah, I met her like at the camp recently. As well. She's fire. She recorded one song there with somebody there, but she's fire, man. But yeah, man. But with Luna, we have like there's a bunch of things coming. Like it's really insane what we are trying to take on, and we are so sure.
And Luna can do it. That's
exactly.
Like, if
OT,
anybody can, it's
OT,
Luna.
OT,
that's my problem.
OT,
if anybody can
get,
do it, it's
so,
him. I really believe.
So yeah, man. Luna is coming. Taves, I'm so ready for Taves.
So
ready for Taves. YKB is going to have his break 2024. I promise you.
Nice one.
I promise you.
Right.
See, don't worry. So I know YKB is coming 2024. King Maddie as well, she's fire.
Like, I don't understand, like...
Oh, she...
Maddie, she's something.
Yeah, man. Like, she's so young and she has this fire in her that is...
Is undeniable. Ooh. Like, I was saying it, like, when they were talking about... And again, like, I don't ever want to hear that Ira Star can't sing agenda. Let's do this
for people it. Say that.
Ah, you didn't see when they were dragging Ira last week?
That she can't sing.
That she's not even vocally... What did they even say? Vocal proudness. I mean, I was like, what do you mean, Ira Star? This same Ira Star. You didn't rush Ira Star. Bro, yeah,
wow.
I don't want to hear that again.
But I swear, that's dead.
I was saying that the only person that I can really see competing with Ira vocally is King Maddie.
She's fire.
Ira is still right, you know? But, like, King Maddie is talented. Like, she's extremely talented. Bad. People haven't heard what she... I've not even heard the project. Like, I don't know. I'm waiting to hear it on Friday. But I just know it's going to be dope. Like, she's too good. That Johnny song, when I heard it, I was like,
she's bad.
It was so bad that they had to... Because I guess people were paying attention to it. They had to take it down and go and officially release it just in case you missed it.
It's bad. No, she's
fire. Something. She's fire.
I'm ready for
my stars. Make it not be like, see, Bloody Civilian.
Bloody self bad.
Yeah.
Bloody self bad.
But yeah, for everybody.
It's going to be a good year, 2024. Sure. I promise you.
That's it for Afrobeats. The sound has changed.
I promise you.
The sound keeps evolving. Everybody's coming with new things every single day.
But I know Afrobeats is going to a point where the way they go like this, we're going to need an ad reset.
Like mad.
And when that address comes, the first set of people where you go meet, we go chop from them. They be chop heavy. No, it's like the first set of artists that people will now focus on.
Yeah.
Like the next set of like the type of sound that they will now focus on.
Yeah, really
those first set of people are going to chop.
Yeah.
No worry, because when the address comes, I mean, it might not be now, it might not even be in 5 years, it might not be in 10, but when it comes, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
Nice. Okay, thank you for honoring me.
What are you up to 2024?
2024, me?
Yeah.
Ah, damn, like I'm doing so much, working on so much. Ah! I'm working on so much, I wish I could speak on it. Like, jamming it's choking me. I wish I could, like, just put out everything that we're working on, but working on so much. Like, there's a live show. Oh, 2024. Okay, 2024. But 2023, ending the year, we're doing a live show this year. Thank God, don't worry, very soon we're coming.
Two studio, give me there.
But yeah, hopefully next year, I guess we can kind of speak on it now. Well, like, I'm filming a documentary.
Oh, okay.
So,
what's that about?
Still about the culture. Told you I can't talk on it.
okay.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll see. But we thank God, like, it's been good news. I'm so excited, actually.
I like that. That's great.
Thank God.
OTL,
right? OTL. So we have to do fivers. We're going to do fivers, but we're not going to do it here. We'll do it in the other studio. Fivers. So you just pick stuff from me. Don't worry, we're explaining to you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for honoring my invite. Always, don't worry. I'm very sure you'll be back very soon.
Always, my love.
Another two seasons now.
There's going to be more to Yan again and just go over again. Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. And I'll see you. Bye.